Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Desert Sessions, their Girl Boy Tom band, straight out of Palm Desert area. They're actually brought together by Josh Haim of Queens of the Stone Age, 1997. Great that going on. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Got some great stuff going on the show tonight. We've actually got some of the Gladiators. We've got some Dave Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven. Of course, we also got some other great stuff from the Maytones and other great artists coming up later on in the program. Number, of course, is 805-856-2808. Do see that there is a caller on the line, so be with you momentarily. What I'm going to actually do is we're going to go ahead and jump into our next track here. This one is Dave Hilliard, Rocksteady Seven, a little track called The Fool. Great stuff. This is actually off of a great album. I'll be telling you guys a little bit about that later on. We're going to go ahead and jump track. This is Dave Rocksteady Seven, song called The Fool.
I never imagined it would be my destiny to communicate with alien vampires, but as a Seattle firefighter told me recently, this is your destiny.
That song is off of the Hellcat Records Presents Give 'Em the Boot album, compilation album. A lot of great ska punk artists on there. It's actually off of the second compilation album there, 1999. Dave Hilliard, man, that's a tenor saxophonist, actually straight out of San Diego, California. I love San Diego. Big ups to all my cats on Ocean, of course, anywhere else near San Diego in the area. Oh, man, the Draconian Vampire Tunnel's full of, you know, loose telephones. Great music. We got other great stuff going on here, so we got a lot. I think coming up next, we probably got the Maytones, I think. Yeah, I think we're going to go with the Maytones. And then after that, we may be jumping into some other stuff. You guys listen to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's closed for repairs. Host DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We're going to jump into a little song here called, excuse me, the Maytones, the name of the artist. And, of course, it is the rich man, the poor man. We'll be right back.
When I talk about my RDV husband, I like to talk about him being a wild thing. I tell people that he's like a lion sitting at the dinner table. Like other lions, he roars because that's what lions do. How do we handle this? Very carefully, Becky said last night. We both laughed. My point is that we need to learn about the different characteristics of the aliens. Well, I never said I condone the drinking of blood. I am very much aware that is what the reptilians do, and I don't think I'm going to change that. Are you? Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the worries. I'm on the trouble. Oh, yo, 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 yo. I'm on your worries. I'm on your trouble. Anywhere you go.
the Maytones, a little song called Money Worries. I know a couple people have money worries. I myself, I had those on occasion. Those every now and again. So, but it's a great song. Another great artist, of course. Going to do a little bit of, Rude Boy Rock this time around. Coming up next, the Gladiators. This is actually a song called The Rich Man, Poor Man. Really great track. This is also off of the Hellcat Records Presents Give Them the Boots for Two 1999 album. Really great stuff. We got this, and then coming up next after that, we actually have the Literary Underground newsfeed that'll be given coming up right after the track. So you guys stay tuned for that. And like I said, this is the Gladiators, Rich Man, Poor Man, right here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's closed for repairs. Tonight. This is your literary underground news feed for December 13th and 14th, 2011. Today was actually the issue number 41 release of Red Fez Publications. You guys can actually find that at www.redfez.net. 8 fiction pieces, 8 articles and reviews, of course. I believe there are quite a few poems there as well. You can also find audio and graphic work there as well. So great stuff to go check out. Great artists over there. You got great columns by Carl Kowalski. Also, great introduction there by Paul Corman Roberts. And this news feed was actually brought to you by the DBT Book of the Week. I'm actually naming that The Tales from a French Envelope by Catfish McDerris and Craig Scott. Joint effort there. You guys can actually find that on lulu.com. Great stuff. Great stuff there. Probably be reading an excerpt from that introduction by Paul Corman Roberts sometime later on in the show. Right now, I do have a 724 area code on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in, and we'll see what they have to say there. And 724, you are live.
Oh, my gosh, I don't know if that's me.
I believe that is you.
Oh, okay, I was listening. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to confuse the issue. This is actually Lynn. I'm calling in from a different number, and it's almost 1:30 in the morning here, so I was just kind of listening, so I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to confuse you with
problem.
My area code. Great issue of Red Fez this month. A lot of good stuff, a lot of good columns. I mean, they just keep, you know, they just bring it, you know. Hey, we bring it, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. And, yeah, I mean, I think you're doing a good job with the music. It was pretty cool, too. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so how are things going on the West Coast now?
It's actually really cold and really wet today. It's actually been like that for the last 2 days, but hey, I've got like 5 days off from work, so I'm not complaining about it.
Good job. That's good. That's cool. So you can catch up on stuff. No, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of difficult for the people on the East Coast because it's a, you know, a work night, you know. So
yeah.
You know, I don't wanna start getting into tired gibberish, but cool. I guess I'll listen and see what you have going on.
Great.
Good night. Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Well, you have
good night,
Lynn Alexander. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you staying up and listening in to the program.
Oh, thanks. I'm trying. I'm trying to keep my eyes open, you know. But,
all right,
yeah.
Good. Well, you have a good night either way there, okay?
Yeah, good night.
All right, that was Lynn Alexander. You guys can actually catch her live on the Revamps. Oh, I said Vamps once again. You guys can actually catch her on the Revamped version of the Project U Radio coming in the month of January. I believe that's coming out either January 7th or the 6th. I'm not sure. You guys can actually just click follow on the link here at blogtalkradio.com/The Literary Underground. You can click follow to keep you up to date with all the future shows that are put on by the network. Late Night Radio brought to you by The Literary Underground. Coming up next, you know, this is actually a really favorite track of mine. Just happened to recently hear this. You know what? I'll say I was in a different state of mind. I'll just go ahead and put it like that. Different state of mind. This is track called Divers. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
I was just wondering, what would you do if you found out you were pregnant during a zombie apocalypse?
Great question. You know, I probably would pull out my penis and shoot it. I would first say to it, "You lied to me. You said this would never, ever happen."
Oh, all the real so doctrine, you know? Man, all the real so doctrine, you know? Doctrine go away.
Bazoo, Divers, great stuff there. don't really have that much information on that artist, but I probably will find some more momentarily. I've just happened upon that track not too long ago, so I love new music, and I love to share it with you guys. We actually have another caller on the line. We've got a 510 area code on the line here. I'm going to bring them in, see what they have to say here. And 510, you are live.
That was some funky tunes, Frankie.
Hey, thanks, man. How are you doing, Paul?
What was that? What was that? What was that song before the reggae piece there, or the dub piece there?
Would you be talking about the Gladiators, the Rich Man, Poor Man?
Is that what that was? That was nice. I was digging that.
Yeah, man. You guys, like I said, you can find that on Hellcat Records Presents Give 'Em the Boot, compilation album number 2. Great stuff.
That was hot. It's warming me up here in this cold winter weather.
Now, you know what is hot, man, is your introduction, Mr. Paul Corman Roberts, to Red Fans. Your predictions
you.
For the year 2012, particularly, that was great.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much, Frankie. I'm glad you enjoyed those. I was worried they might be a little bit over the top, but I still think they might actually come true.
No. In fact, I tell you what, I'm actually glad that you called in, because I was going to read it myself, but since you're here, why don't you share with everybody, all the listeners out there, a little bit of the predictions you have for 2012, specifically since it is December. What's going to happen in December 2012?
Was it December of 2012? Okay, what did I say? God, you know, I was just going off on it. Well, you know, I mean, the big thing is, and there's a lot of people that, you know, the Mayan calendar, which is, you know, account, you know, has broken into these sections of about 4,000 years or something, just short of 4,000. I think it was a little over 4,000 years, is going to come to an end on December 21st, 2012. I think Rush even named one of their albums back in the 80s after the date. And you know, it's and the Mayan astronomy is given a lot of credit for a lot of predictions that came true. Mayan astronomy is actually pretty good, and people were wondering, well, gosh, the Mayan calendar ends on December 21st, 2012. What could that possibly mean? You know, a lot of folks are just, you know, and you know, the Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is that It just they just didn't get that far. They just ended it there and never got around to building another calendar. Or there's some people that say, no, the Mayan calendar goes beyond that. Or that it represents a change in consciousness, or that it represents the end of the world, or that perhaps an asteroid is going to hit the planet and bring it to an end. There's a psychic in Toronto, and a lot of people that feel that planet Nuribu, or the planet X, is approaching the Earth, and that a lot of the reason that we're experiencing worldwide catastrophes is due to, you know, gravitational shift in the Earth's crust and magnetic fields, and here we are, and I predict that on December 12th, a very large bright ball that is clearly not the sun is going to become visible in the daytime sky of planet Earth. And the person of family, the leader of Family Church Radio, Harold Camping, will then open up a video stream channel where he, and this is the guy who predicted that the world was going to end this past May, and then he revised it to say that the world was going to end in October. And it's really interesting to me that the end of the world can be so flexible in its scheduling, and really, it sounds like something that can be negotiated, actually. And all kinds of things are going to happen. We're going to find out that the NFL is completely fixed, that all their playoff teams are picked long before the season even starts, and that there's going to be a giant spaceship built by NASA, and a very special group of people are going to get to go on that spaceship, and the planet's going to get closer and closer, But I predict that the Red Fez commune and its breakoff associates will find a way to smuggle themselves onto the spaceship, and that we'll all get to watch planet Earth come to a fury end from the spaceships as we make our way towards Mars.
And, smoking out of oxygen mask.
You have to make the most of your situation. There will probably be a serious lack of paraphernalia on these ships, you know, as they're built by government people. So it's going to be up to, you know, the ragged survivors and the ragged smugglers to find a way to, you know, to properly stone themselves. And really, we'll be providing a service for the rest of the passengers on the spaceship when we do that too. So that's what I see happening in December of 2012.
I couldn't agree with you more, sir. I think that you're very on point, and I think it's a great idea. I'm on Team Paul Corman Roberts, by the way. I just wanted to mention that.
We're glad to have you on. I hope you don't mind if I come out of the iguana sexual closet, because I am in fact an iguana sexual.
It happens, bro. Everybody loves scales. You know, everybody loves scales.
You need to have scales. We're scaly people, after all.
That happens, man. It does. Well, Paul, I appreciate you coming by the program, man. Definitely want you to, if you want to, you're more than welcome to hang out. We do have 23 minutes left. I've got a couple more tracks that I wanted to play. In fact, you've really inspired me here, man, and I wanted to play this one. And I'm going to dedicate this one to all those people out there that believe in the Mayan calendar. And I also want to dedicate this one to fans of The Walking Dead, that being myself included. Late Night Radio, brought to you by The Walking Dead, AMC original series, The Walking Dead, society's way of dealing with the fact that we all just want to hack each other up with machetes. And we're going to go ahead and play this one. This is NoFX, The Rationality of Rationality. We'll be right back.
Indie Feed. Indie Feed, the best independent music from around the globe.
We're going to put this on the Alternative Modern Rock channel and Indie Feed Hardcore Punk channel. For obvious reasons, it's popular music, but it's also very hard and thrashing. You've heard of them before. The name of the band is NoFX. They put an album together over at Fat Records. And the reason, by the way, I pronounce it like that is because it's fat, like, you know, a fat person. Rec, W-R-E-C-K, chords. Chords, like, of a musical instrument. And, you know, enough talking. Here you guys go.
Desperate deeds.
that was a lot of social commentary wrapped up into a short song. That was NoFX, their 2003 release song, Irrationality of Rationality. Little pun on words. The album was War on Errorism. More puns. Anyway, it's $10. Go buy it. You can go get it over at fatwreck.com, FATWREK.com. Thanks, as always, for listening to Indie Feed.
You're listening to an Indie Feed podcast on IndieFeed.com, a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting.
I just love it when organizations from different websites go ahead and do my work for me. That was IndieFeed. Thank you very much, IndieFeed. We got a caller here actually on the line. We're going to go ahead and bring them in. We got 18 minutes left of live streaming. Of course, you guys listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. Caller on line two, you are live.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
No. Hello. Is this request line?
Yeah, sure. Why not? What do you got for me?
I just want my wife to come back home. Honey, I didn't mean to forsake you. I didn't mean to make you feel bad. Come back home, darling. Come back home,
well, you,
Indiana. I need
you lied
for
to me.
Plant
no, no,
time.
No. You lied to me. You lied to me, and you said we were moving to Illinois.
No.
And
Frankie.
Yeah.
Frankie, this ain't about you. Please don't step on my dreams.
No, man.
Frankie.
No, I'm sorry.
Frankie,
look,
this ain't about you.
I've put
just
out
here,
a restraining
I need a request out of you.
Look, I put a restraining order against you, man. And
I'm trying
you know,
to bring
I,
my wife back home.
The marriage is over.
No, Frankie, I need a request out of you.
Okay, what do you got?
What we had was just a little something on the side, Frankie. I was never married to you. I want my real wife home.
Okay.
Lynn Alexander.
Lynn Alexander.
Yeah, we never consummated that marriage, but I didn't mean to forsake her. And I want to request A Tear in My Beer by Hank Williams Jr. Come on back home, Mama. Oh, God.
Tear in My Beer by Hank Williams Jr. Well, I'll tell you what, we don't have it this week, but I'll tell you what, next week I'm going to come on with Tear in My Beer by Hank Williams Jr. Thank you very much, Mr. Ed Standish, or Garnish O'Hara, or Tim Murray, whichever one you happen to be today. We still got 16 minutes left of live streaming, of course. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring back in Mr. Paul Corman Roberts. Now, Paul, before I bring you in, I'm just going to go ahead and warn you that I am expecting you to read something at this juncture. We still have 16 minutes left, and I only have a three-minute song left to play. So I want to go out on a high note, and I'm leaving it in Mr. No Pants Hands. Let's go ahead and keep this going.
I gotta fill the time. Oh man, let's see.
You gotta fill it, man.
I gotta fill it. That's well, you know, I get that. I do the thing here. What have I got? What have I got? I'm just, you know, let me. You did put me on the spot, Frankie.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know. And you know, and that poor guy that just called in, just.
That's horrible, right? That's horrible.
Well, you know, he sounds heartbroken. He sounds very heartbroken, and I just, you know, did you have to step on him so badly? I
did.
Okay. So it sounds to me like it sounds to me like a relationship gone bad. And you know, you got to watch out for them. Them Indiana folks. They're
He did me dirty, man.
He did you dirty. Oh, God. I hope he didn't hit you up with the hot Carl. That's all I can say. Those Indiana boys, they're into the hot Carl.
He called it the hot Indiana Tim, actually. Hot Indiana
Tim. A hot Indiana Tim.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I have this poem here that was very kindly published by Mr. Sean Meisner in his blog scene, Clutching at Straws. And so this is called The Liberal Who Lived in a Bubble. Flyover country is closed for repairs. Under reconstruction this morning, fading beneath long cumulus scaffolding, haphazardly bolted to the Sierra Nevada ground line, stapled by tornado-shaped reinforcements over the continental crack. One can't help but wonder if it exists at all, if it isn't just a vast hoax perpetrated by CNN to fill in the empty spaces where advertising just doesn't matter in this dreamy ludicrosity, until the long vacuum bubble touches down again in Case, St. Louis, Nash, Vegas, Dill, Chicago, Orleans, Atlanta, Moorbrook, York, and the downtrodden, and the dreamers, and the hustlers, and CNN, and Wolf Blitzer are all still there when flyover country is not. I'm actually thinking about retitling that. Thinking about retitling that poem as Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Yeah. Or you could even go as far as Wolf Blitzer's beard.
Oh, Wolf Blitzer's beard. Oh, that'd be a great. Oh, that'd be a great short story. I mean, I have to develop something around it, or Wolf. Or I could work the beard into the poem. But because to me, poems never die. Poems never die. Right. You know that you could print them or you read them, but you do that, and they're always evolving to me. You know, they're like kids. They're always growing up.
Just like a beard. A beard is always evolving.
That's true. That's
broken.
True. It is. That's what they're supposed to do. Okay, so I got one more to fill in here.
Yeah, throw it.
I can get you one more poem here. Hold on a moment here. Let me find around. I'm just digging around. I was just calling up to say thank you. I really appreciate, you know, your kind comments about my writing. You've always had my back, and that's just always been huge. And I love the music, and
you're
I love that you played
no effect. Dude, you're shit. You're on fire right now, man. In all honesty, right now you should consider yourself one of the godfathers of prose right now. And that's just me saying it. I'm putting it out there, brother. So,
I don't know. Godfather. Isn't a godfather like somebody who's like early on in the prose has been around a lot longer than me.
Prose hasn't been written until now. Prose hasn't been written until lately. So that's the way
I
think of it. We've had
a lot of the Occupy movement on the mind, and you know, it's been very it's been prevalent, and people are talking about it. And so I have this poem that I have written for the Occupy movement. This is a piece I'm going to work on, and I'm one of those people that I'm one of these geeks that likes to memorize their poems and perform them. So this is one I'm going to be really, really working on here. And it's kind of strange, it's kind of goofy, and some of it might feel familiar or resonant. But I call this one Elegy for the 20th Century Liberal Activist. Because it's not the 20th century, and you know the liberal activists are gone, it's time for activism to evolve, I think, and that's why I call it that. It's really not a put down of the 20th century liberal activist, but this is my call for an evolution, and it's not as obvious maybe as some people might think it is. But one second, this is called Elegy for the 20th Century Liberal Activist, and don't you remember somewhere on this timeline between Waco, Texas, and the deterioration of our walls and grimy floor, someone said it needed sweeping once before, but these rebels here, they don't care enough to keep them clean anymore. There is a dated sexual revolution somewhere among the heaps of rot strewn about the Occupy. There is a forgotten labor movement at the bottom of a laundry hamper, a civil rights mandate beneath a greasy pizza container. The only movement visible now is toward the horrible clarity of sobriety. We've been squatting beneath the barricades for so long now, long enough for history to go all fuzzy via time exposure, long enough to believe recess is over and the bell rang and we just missed it. Don't you remember? Don't you remember when the enemy's advanced battalions arrived in their matching Circle K polyester uniforms? Don't you remember when they surrounded us and just camped out, swilling crazy horse malt liquor and processing legalese? Our bastions shelled by batteries of forms, our turrets strafed by business return envelopes, an armada of B-1 bureaucratic bombers dumping their payloads of competing deregulated utility bills and eviction notices. And we laughed. We pointed in their faces. And so they opened up high-pressure hoses, dousing and bruising us with the vitriolic ink, and still we took our eternal youth for granted. Don't you remember Visa's special assault forces scaling their way through our computers and into our wallets, when treaties were posted on the front gates offering truces in exchange for letting the insurance Gestapo impose an existence tax. So some of us stuck there, stuck our heads out of the windows and cried, all we want is our sex, drugs, and rock and roll to be on sale down at the mall, dude. And then others stuck their heads out the window to protest that this was not at all what the rest of us wanted. And so media pundits and Wall Street columnists ensconced in sniper nests blew off their heads and proclaimed, we've consulted what Jesus would do, and Jesus would say one out of three ain't bad. And there came the diplomatic concierge of Hollywood agents, recording industry executives, and Silicon Valley headhunters and angels waving mall itineraries. And some cried out, we'll take it! And then even more stuck their heads out the window to protest that this was even less than what we wanted, only to have investors wielding gavels and invisible profit certainty blow off their heads. Don't you remember those few who were left, looking for a way out for one, or maybe for all? Don't you remember seeing daylight through cracks in a wall, clinging to its seduction of offered passage, only to watch it fade behind the mounting paperwork mortars that seemed so harmless once? I remember seeing these things again and again, too many times to count. That's just the way things cycle here in the encampment. Like I said, history gets fuzzy. I think the power has been turned off, and the urban khaki stormtroopers have gapped the plumbing. And that's all right, because the few of us left didn't want to go through a social cleansing anyway. It would have been unsatisfactory knowing what awaits the party lizard that manages to survive till the gray dawn light. We'd rather wallow in the stink of the bunker. We'd rather smile, 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 and wait for the barricades we grew and the tents we set down and the community that we tried to build to copulate with the diplomats and troops and special market forces in one shining moment of clarity when nothing stands between our pure existence and their lust to reprogram us in their image. What a fine moment that is going to be for all of us to remember.
All right, Mr. Paul Corbin Roberts, thank you once again, man, for coming by the program tonight. Really, really appreciate that. That was some really heavy shit and perfect way to go out. Big respect, man. Big respect. Definitely.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Appreciate that, man. Sweet. All right. We've got 6 minutes left live streaming. I think it's about time we're going to play another track. And this is actually going to be the last track of the evening. Thank you once again to everybody that called in. Lena Alexander, of course, I'm going to go ahead and call it Mr. Red Fez All-Star of 2011. Fuck it. Paul Corman Roberts, man. I dig the fuck out of you, dude. Mr. Paul Corman Roberts, Mr. No Pants. You're a fucking all-star, dude. And we're going to play this one. Man, I feel so alive at this moment right now with this show. I'm going to play Beastie Boys. It's a little track called Alive. And thank you guys for listening. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Peace.
2011. At the rate I'm going, I've reverted back to waitressing. Next thing you know, I'll be busting your tables. Then I'll be trying to wash your windows in the crosswalk. I'll be taking your coins in a toll booth. I'll be the restroom attendant who hands you the toilet paper in a 3-catsal-per-use public toilet in Guatemala.
I have never been more ready in my entire life to do this right now. Never. So I'll be leading up to this moment, all right now, right here. My whole life. Best and say come with me, 'cause everybody's got me.
bring it back.